Hallelujah.
Is anybody else in here serve a great king?
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, it doesn't always look like it. Glory to God. Psalm 149. Who knows, this is not a spectator sport. We're not here as innocent bystanders. We're not here parked in neutral, waiting for God to put us into gear. Who knows, if you're in neutral, anybody can push you around. I said, if you're in neutral, anybody can push you around. We're not here as innocent bystanders. We're not here parked in neutral, waiting for God or anybody else to put us into gear or push us around. Hallelujah. You see, Psalm 149 starts out like this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a few different Hebrew words for praise, but one is halal. It means to boast about with words and singing. It also means to rave. Who knows God invented rave? Any of you ever been to a rave? Lots of loud music, lots of bopping, lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, sometimes aided with chemical cocktails of who knows what. We don't need that mess. God invented raves, and he provided every cocktail you'll ever need. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, do not be filled with wine. You know, there was a wedding in here last night. It was a time of celebration. I'll tell you, there was a time when they put away the tables and the chairs and they just went for it. We'll get to that. I'm getting a bit ahead of myself here, you understand. Halal means to boast about. It means with boast about with words and singing, to rave. Another Hebrew word, shabach, means to glory. Tehillah, another word, means celebration, lauding, exaltation. You see, well, let me go on. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Hey, we're not here to sing the blues. When you get born again, the days of singing the blues were over. Come on, we're here to sing a song of victory. We're here to proclaim and declare victory. I heard a lot tonight about standing, and I love it. Standing's the name of the game when it comes to spiritual warfare. But I want to tell you tonight, standing is not how you finish up. Standing is your starting point. It's your starting point. It's not about trying to get yourself up off the floor, and that's not what spiritual warfare is about, trying to pick yourself up off the deck and get in a position where at the end of it you might get to stand. Standing is where you start and where you finish. Hallelujah. Come on. Then it goes on and it gives a whole list of lets. Who knows when it says a let? There's a responsibility attached to somebody there. So, folks, I'm coming here to give you some tips on how to praise the Lord. Because we're not here. This is not spectator sport. And a couple of things happened last week that reminded us that it's not spectator sport. And if you just go on in neutral, then maybe the enemy will push you around a little bit. Let me explain something to you. When it says here, let, it's saying you need to let. You need to allow the praise leaders to lead you in praise. You see, praise leaders are the ones who go out in front. They're on the front line. And if you don't follow them, you're not covering them. You're exposing them. They're going out ahead, and you're not. If you're just sitting with your arms folded, or just looking, or just spectating, or picking your nose, or texting on your phone, or whatever you're doing, then you've just left them exposed. You came here to let them lead you in praise, and if you're not following them, it's just like any military situation. You send out the piper out the front, and if you're not following him, he's there to lead you into battle. If you're not following him into battle, their back is exposed. You've left them uncovered. I want to tell you, there's a wee reminder maybe of what happened last week when two of our praise leaders were injured. One on Sunday, one on Monday. When something like that happens, I don't just take it as, oh, well, whatever will be, or just a wee sorry accident. I want to always try and get to the bottom of it. I like to do post-mortems. Come on. If you don't allow the praise leaders to lead you, you leave them exposed. You're not covering them. They're to lead you out into battle, but if you don't follow them, you leave their backs uncovered. And the enemy can get between you and them. Usually what happens then is the people start complaining the music was too loud. They didn't sing any songs I knew. Not the fact that you were supposed to be learning a new song, sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, they don't sing any songs I know. It's because you're not there to learn the new song. Somebody help me. I didn't come here tonight to beat you up. I can't encourage you. All right, glory to God. Plasters will be handed out at the door by Katrina on your way out. If you get your feelings hurt tonight, Katrina will pray for you on the way out so you don't leave hurt, you leave healed, okay? Hallelujah. You understand the importance of praise. You need to understand how vital it is that we praise the Lord. We are here to praise the Lord, and the leaders lead us so that we can follow them. Glory to God. Sing to the Lord a new song. Always be ready to learn a new song. It's not the old song we're here to sing. We're here to sing the new song. Hallelujah. Not the complaints. See, when you allow that space between you and the praise leaders, that's what happens. The complaints start, the murmuring starts, the grumbling starts. You know, the sound was all bad. And then blah, 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 blah. You should have been singing so loud, nobody noticed what the sound was like. You wouldn't notice what the sound was like if you were singing loud enough to drown out everything else. Come on. All you'd hear is yourself. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you'd know you were doing it because you're singing so loud. I've said it before, but I don't always just sing along with the song. It just inspires me to shout and to holler and to bawl and scream and declare and proclaim. Hallelujah. Because that's what it's all about. Glory to God. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the assembly of saints. We're here together, gathered in this place for a purpose, and that's to sing His praise, to boast about with words and singing, to rave about, to glory about, to glory in, to celebrate, to laud, to exalt the name of our God, to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I will do the drawing. I'll draw men to me if you lift me up. So here's a nice wee list of lets. Let Israel, let God's people rejoice in their Maker. Rejoice. Hallelujah. When's the last time you rejoiced, some of you? Some of you'd crack if you rejoiced. Hallelujah. Thank God you'll be rejoicing in your Maker and He'll come and put you back together again. He'll come and fix you. Glory to God. Let the children of Zion be joyful. Be joyful. You know what Smith Wigglesworth said? If the Holy Ghost doesn't move me, I move the Holy Ghost. Be joyful. Come on. Be joyful. Shakaba. Come on, somebody walks to that door. What are they all laughing at? I don't know, but... Come on, be joyful. Get a bit of joy. Well, I don't feel very joyful. Let's stir it up. Stir up the joy. God deposited joy in you. You opened up a river of joy in you. You've got to stir it up, son. You've got to let the joy flow. Remember Alf Edmund saying that years ago? He was a man who knew all about spiritual warfare. His son was casting out demons by the time he was 4 years old. Hallelujah. He said this. He said, some people, he said, the joy is so deep down. You know, they say, oh, I've got the joy of the Lord, but it's so deep down. You know, you understand. It's just down there on the inside of me. He said, well, it's about 10 you informed your face. I want to tell you, if you've got the joy of the Lord and your face doesn't went about it, something's wrong somewhere. There's no letting going on. You stop letting. You see, joyful means full of joy. When you get full of something and it keeps coming, you overflow it. It breaks out in your face. You have a breakout of joy. Hallelujah. Come on. let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with the dance. Is anybody in here tonight standing? Who's all standing in here tonight? Tell me, come on, show of hands. Who's here? We heard a lot about standing. We heard a lot of exhortation about standing a few minutes ago. Who's standing? Why are you all sitting there? Let's stand up. First, lesson number one. You can't stand unless you're standing. Is that too elementary for you? Is that too difficult? Maybe you wait to get to secondary school before you learn that one. You can't stand until you're standing. You can't dance sitting down. Glory to God. Well, I can't dance. Well, if the Lord says you can, you can. It just means you just got to let the dance come. Come on, just try a few steps. Come on, you know. Come on, just get a wee jump. Come on. Let the saints. Let them praise his name with the dance. This is praising the name of the Lord with the dance. As I said last night, there was a wedding in here last night. People weren't shy to dance. They weren't ashamed to dance. They kicked back the chairs. And before you knew it, the floor was full of people dancing. And anybody who came in that door last night knew there was a celebration going on. I don't know if they would know that if they walked in here tonight. I'm not so sure they'd get the same message. But we are here to celebrate. I don't know about you, but I did come to celebrate. I love, you know, maybe it's because you've been too confined over there in Father's house. Maybe I'll try making excuses for you. You know, I'll be nice to you. Because I remember in the old Key Street days, in our old building in Key Street, I used to preach behind the pulpit. And on my left-hand side, there was a table where the projector was. And so every time I was preaching, I'd walk out to the right and round to the front and speak from here like this. And a friend of mine in America one time, he says, you've got a whole platform left and right that's got no obstacles. Why do you always go round this way? You never go to the left. And I realized the reason was I'd been trained by that table in Key Street that no longer existed. That wasn't there anymore. I was like the elephant that you, when he's a little baby elephant, you tie him to a rope on a metal peg, and he's just a wee elephant, and he pulls at it a few times, and he thinks, I can't move that. And so he learns, and when he becomes a big elephant, you tie him with a rope to a wee metal peg that all he would need to do is yawn, and he'd yank it out, and he thinks he's stuck. So I'm being really generous with you today, okay, and I'm saying, okay, guys, you've been stuck in over there in Father's house, a bit tight for space, maybe not much dancing room. Hey, the news is out, guys. You know, folks like us, people who claim to be free in the Holy Spirit, people who claim to know God, they dance in church. They jump up and down and get excited. See, there was a wee girl from Atlanta, Georgia, on Not Ashamed on LZFM on Friday. Well, it was probably last week she was on. And the interviewer asked her at one point, so what's it like in your church? What's the difference between your church and the churches here? She said, well, my church back home, she said, is very free. There's people down the front waving flags during worship. There's people dancing in the aisles and pacing up and down the aisles. She said, it's very free. And I thought, if somebody was to listen to that and think, oh, well, maybe I'll try and find a church like that in Stornoway. I wonder where I could find a church like that in Stornoway. But they've been disappointed if they'd come looking in here tonight. But those of us who claim to have so much freedom, who claim to be, see, it says, stand fast in the freedom by which Christ has set you free. That means you're free to let. Come on. You're free to let. You're free to, there's loads of space in here. I deliberately widened the aisles this evening. There's a big space there in the middle. There's a big great dance floor there in the centre there, and down the front, and all around and up the back. And you're totally free to use all of this space. We've paid for it. It's already paid for it. We're not even going to pay for it next week. We've paid for it already. You're free to use this space, to take it all, to dance, to shout, to holler, to jump. Come on. You can lie down in it, kneel in it, stand in it, jump in it, dance in it, whatever you like in it, twirl in it, Glory to God. Some of the other twirl, some of your lads are Cadbury's one. Do you know that God's into twirling? Do you know that in Zephaniah it says he twirls over us? He rejoices. He knows how to rejoice. It says he rejoices over us with singing and with dancing, and it says that he twirls around over us. He wonders why we're not twirling, you know. He's wondering what's wrong with your twirling machinery. He's wondering why you're not letting the twirling happen. Hallelujah. See, when you start taking driving lessons, you can't just stay in neutral. You start off in neutral, and you put your car in gear before you go anywhere. Come on. And some of us, we're not putting our car in the gear, we're not putting our body in the gear, we're coming along to spectate. And it doesn't work. And all that happens is a distance comes between us and the leaders, like I said, and then all of a sudden all the other stuff starts, you know. And it exposes them to all kinds of attack. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and the harp. The word, the Hebrew word there for sing praises means to make music, to sing praises, to sing songs accompanied by musical instruments. The Hebrew word zamar means a plucking of fingers on a stringed instrument. Hallelujah. And then it gives a little bit of an indication of how the Lord feels about that. When these things happen, when we let rejoicing and joy and dancing and praising with musical instruments, when we let these things take place and we enter into these things and we begin to celebrate and to laud and to exalt and to glory and to boast about with words and singing about the Lord our God, about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the King of Heaven, the Lord God Almighty, our Savior, our Healer, our Deliverer, our Father, Allah. Come on. It says, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. That's meek, not weak. You see, meekness is controlled strength. It's taking the strength. That's why Jesus said you need to worship the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You take your physical strength and you worship the Lord out of that strength. Do you know that one of the best aerobic exercises is skipping? They used to call it the Pentecostal bunny hop. Pentecostal churches, you know, first thing you know is they're all going like this. You know why? Because the Lord knows it's good for you. It's not just bringing praise to him, but it's good for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then he goes on and he gives another few couple of lets. Let the saints be joyful and glory. Just a wee reminder, this is a happy occasion. Something to get excited about. We're not singing the blues, as I said. Man, sometimes you listen to some Christian songs, you think, what's the matter with that person? What are they singing about all that blues stuff for? Come on. When do we get to the happy part? That's soul music. You're not here to bring soul music. You're here to bring the new song, spirit music. Songs of the spirit, not songs of the soul. There's a lot of Christian songs are just songs of the soul. Songs that express emotions, whether they're positive or negative. Here's the songs of the Spirit. They're declaration songs, proclamation songs. Come on. Because we're here to do something. Then he goes on, it says, I better hurry up. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. The high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. What's the two-edged sword? It's the Word of God. During praise, you need to declare the Word of the Lord. We're here to proclaim God's victory over darkness. Hallelujah. We're not here cowering in fear. We are here proclaiming victory and declaring our victory over darkness. Hallelujah. Come on. You see, you understand, when we let, there's a result of that, from that. And this is the result. Something happens. says that we execute vengeance on the nations. It's not talking about other countries who beat us in the Olympics or anything like that. It's talking about the kingdoms of darkness. Rachel already read from Ephesians chapter 6, where it says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of this present darkness. It's demonic forces, demonic principalities, demonic nations. But we are here to execute vengeance on them. What does that? Praising the Lord does that. Praising Him in the dance. Making prophetic declarations. Prayer should be a declaration. Warfare prayer is a declaration. It's a proclamation of victory. We are here to execute punishments on the people. To bind their kings with chains. Hallelujah. You know what? You know what we are doing in here on a Saturday night? We're reminding the people out there there's a God in heaven. I have a friend, I haven't seen him for a lot of years now, but he used to be a pastor in an American military base in Germany for a while, many years ago. And he said when he first arrived and nobody really recognized who he was, he'd only been there about a couple of days. And one day he was going into town and two or three soldiers came up to him and said, any chance I left into town? He said, yeah, no problem. He said there was two white guys and a black guy, and they got in the car and they were driving into town. And he said, oh, so what's on tonight? And the guy goes, oh, we're going to find ourselves a beer keller, get a few beers down, and then we're going to find ourselves a German whore. And then we're going to, and he says, oh, really? He says, well, I want to tell you something. He says, when you're in there drinking your beer, and when you take that German whore into the dark and you turn the lights out and you start to do what you do, I want you to know that God's watching and He's writing it all down. He said that black man's face went white. And he says, preacher, you just wrecked my night. Hallelujah. We're here to punish the people by reminding them that there's a God in heaven to whom everyone will give an account. To whom all will answer. One day, now his days, the days of mercy, the days of grace. Jesus said, this is the day of the Lord's favor, the days when his favor has been is profusely abounding to the point sometimes even of extravagant excess. That's when people say, how in the world did that guy get saved? I knew him. I know what he was like. That's God. Mercy abounding even to the point of his favor, abounding even to the point of extravagant excess. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, Jesus said, he stopped short of something that's prophesied in Isaiah chapter 60 where he was reading from. There'll be a day of the vengeance of our God. And we are here to execute vengeance on those who are leading people astray and leading them in the darkness. But if they continue to align themselves with darkness, then they will share in that vengeance one day. Now you can pretend that's not the case and you can forget that that's what it says, but that's exactly what it says. And I tell you, there's hell for sinners just like there's heaven for saints. And it's for eternity. And the church has tried to whitewash that in some places and some areas, and some people have tried to even pretend that that's not going to happen, but it's going to happen one day. And that day is fast approaching. It's nearer today than it was yesterday, that's for sure. I ain't going to try and put a day on it or a date on it or anything else, but I tell you, I know it's nearer today than it was yesterday. And we are here as a reminder. And we should get excited and serious about that. And we should, the best time in Stornoway we should be taking place in here. Oh, I've got my ugly back on, guys. Hallelujah. You see, there's a heaven to be gained and an hell to be shunned. Oh, come on. I even tell a joke and nobody laughs. What's going on? To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. When does that? Do you want the people of Stornoway to get free? Well, Jesus said, when you bind a strong man, you can plunder his goods. And we are here to bind the strong man. We are here so that people out there begin to think, what's this all about?
Why am I out here tonight? This beer tastes off tonight. I just realized I don't like the taste of whiskey. I've been drinking this stuff for years. And I just realized it tastes lousy, which it does. Have you ever seen anybody smile after taking a big swig of whiskey? Never. It's always... Slouch. Come on. Unless you develop a taste for wine, you'll never like it. It's horrible stuff. It's horrible stuff. Come on. I remember when I was 9 years old, like, there was never any alcohol in my house, but I went to a relative's house and they were all godless people and they poured out some beer and they gave me a wee glass of beer and I never tasted it. I always wanted it because I always thought, I wonder what's all about this stuff. And I remember when I was 9 years old, I took a sip and I thought, that is the most awful thing I've ever tasted in my life. No, thank you very much. You've got to force yourself to get a wee taste for the stuff. Come on. We are here. And it's the devil that wants to convince you that you like it. Look, everybody else is doing it. Shouldn't you be doing it? Everybody else boasts about how much they can take. Surely you should be competing with them. Enter into the game with them. We are here to take away the blindness from off their eyes. So they begin to realize, wait a minute, this is empty. This is not a good time. That happens when we do what we're here to do, and that's to praise the Lord. It has a supernatural impact and effect upon the spiritual atmosphere in this town. When we gather right here in the town hall in the very center of Stornoway and we praise the Lord, it has a supernatural impact. But we need to follow the leaders who lead us. To execute on them the written judgment. Hallelujah. Every demon that's holding someone captive, that's trying to blind the eyes of those whom God loved and Jesus died for. When Jesus showed up, they were the ones who were doing deals, trying to do deals. They were the ones who were begging for mercy. Come on. I want to tell you, out there tonight, they're showing no mercy. They don't know how to spell mercy. They don't know how to define mercy. They have no idea what mercy is. They don't know how to show mercy. There's no mercy for that wee girl that's had too much to drink and that boy's been, his lust has been pumped up. There's no mercy tonight up that back close. There's no mercy. All he's thinking about is his pleasure, not about her pain. Come on. That's been fueled by demonic forces. Even demonic forces through the education system have fueled that. Don't worry, it's all right, as long as you use a condom, everything will be wonderful. And if he forgets the condom or there's a hole in it or it bursts through the activity, then don't worry, you can have an abortion after it. And it'll only be just like going and having a tooth pulled. We are here to expose that. By doing what? By getting placards and marching up and down the streets of Stornoway, saying, thou shalt not, and thou shalt not, and thou shalt not. No, by praising the Lord. Aren't you glad it's a pleasurable activity? That it's something we can get excited about, something we can engage in, something that we can do that's actually going to benefit us every way, including physically. Come on. And it goes on and it says, and it finishes, almost, second last line with this. This honor have all his saints. It's an honor. It's an honor that we've been given. It's an honor that's been bestowed upon us. Because in Psalm 8 it says that God made us just a little lower than himself. He crowned us with glory and with honor. And he gave us this privilege so that we can sit above the demonic and we can execute the judgment by doing one thing. And it finishes the way it started. Like I said, standing is the starting point and the finishing point. It's not the finishing point, it's the starting point and the finishing point. And this Psalm 149, begins with the same statement that it ends with. Or ends with the same statement that it begins with. Praise the Lord. Boast about with words and singing. Glory in, celebrate, laud and exalt the King of Kings. And God will see to the rest. He just says, just let rejoicing and joy and praise and the dance and praises on instruments and more joy. And the high praises of God and the word of God. Take it in your mouth and speak it out and declare it and proclaim it. Just you do that, he says, and I'll take care of the rest. You need to understand as you do that, something powerful is happening in the atmosphere around you. Glory to God. You don't understand what you're doing, but you must follow the lead. Let's stand. Like I said, you can't do nothing until you stand. And all I would ask and all I believe the Lord is asking from us tonight is this. Like, put on your L plates. Your first driving lesson, you might not do much. You might not go very far. You might not get to drive through the town. But you'll get a wee shot of the motor. And the guy might, besides you might be using his dual controls a wee bit. Just to keep things from too much kangaroo petrol manifesting. Or kangaroo diesel, most of them now probably. But you need to understand, do something tonight you haven't done before. Let something of the praises of God that he asks of us, that he invites us to engage in, let something of these praises manifest tonight. And I want to tell you, we're having a powerful impact. Something changes in the spiritual atmosphere over this time when every one of the saints begins to engage, comes out of neutral, out of spectator mode, and begins to engage in that which you were designed to do, which is to praise the Lord. Even if you only say hallelujah for the first time. Because that's the word there, hallelujah. It starts with hallelujah and it ends in hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's do it. Follow the leader. Hallelujah. Glory. For your word. I thank you your word is truth. I thank you your word is always an invitation. Always brings invitation and never condemnation. Thank you, Father. It might bring correction. It might be a little painful for a little while, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, in the end it brings righteousness. Lord, and gives us the ability to stand in your presence without a sense of fear or guilt or shame. Lord, and causes us to stand up and rejoice in the Lord our Maker. The Lord our Savior. The Lord our Healer. The Lord our Deliverer, the Lord our Provider, the Lord our Peace, the Lord our Joy, the Lord everything that we ever needed. You are everything that we need. So we respond to you tonight with praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Believing that it's having an impact and an effect upon the streets of this town, upon the people. You're wandering around tonight without God and without hope. The backsliders, Lord, are being stirred in their hearts, Lord, to come home. To come home to Father's house. For there's more than enough to meet every need. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.